It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced Monday that child care facilities in the state can immediately start operating again. KERA's Brett Jasper reports the governor also laid out guidelines for what he's calling phase two of the state's economic reopening.
Abbott is updating rules for all kinds of businesses. For example, starting Friday, restaurants can let more people in, up to 50% capacity. Bars can reopen Friday at 25% capacity. But a few counties that have seen spikes in cases won't be able to move to this new phase of opening until next week, Abbott said.
These will give those communities and our surge team response the time needed to slow the spread and maintain hospital capacity.
The delay affects El Paso County and four counties in the Texas Panhandle near meatpacking plants with high numbers of coronavirus cases. Texas Democrats argue the governor's cherry-picking the data to support his decisions, and the state still isn't seeing the two-week decline in cases and deaths experts recommend before reopening. I'm Brett Jaspers in Fort Worth.
On the Tuesday Health Watch, thousands of New Mexicans have tested positive for COVID-19, with healthcare workers among the most likely to be exposed to the virus. Catherine Delaney, a physician's assistant and recovered COVID patient, talked with KUNM's Khalil Ekulona about what it was like to be infected with COVID-19, the rocky road to recovery, and the range of symptoms she, family members, and her patients have experienced.
Actually, I had another infection before I got the COVID. I got it in the middle of the other infection. So I started off with some back pain, but I didn't realize that that was what I had when I started it. Someone else tested positive, and when I was talking with them, I realized. And they said because they tested positive, everybody had to be tested.
How long did it take to get your result?
24 hours.
24 hours, okay. What was that waiting like?
That wasn't too bad. And actually, the first part of being sick wasn't bad. I had a little backache. I mean, I had a cough from the other infection that hadn't changed or done anything different when it first started. Then after I found out I was positive, 2 days later, I developed some shortness of breath with a cough. I got chest pressure and tightness. So I got really scared. And my oxygen saturations went from my normal 97, 95. They dropped down to like 93 to 90. And then if I lay down, it would drop lower. So down to like 89 to 87. So I kind of freaked out, went to the hospital, was seen. That was scary.
What type of treatments did they use?
Actually, they just did a lot of studies. So they checked my heart. And they checked my blood count to make sure I wasn't too low on my white count, because that's one of the bad effects that can happen with COVID. And then they monitored my oxygen rates and did some cardiac enzyme levels, which came out fine. And so then I was released. Okay. And then so I was short of breath for about 2 days. But a friend of mine whose aunt had died had an oxygen concentrator. So she brought it to my house. When I would start to get freaky, I would just put the oxygen on so I would feel better.
When did you know that everything was okay?
Because I had the one episode with the shortness of breath that lasted for a while, I started looking up, when are the worst times? When are the peak times for having severe reactions? So somewhere between your 7th and your 12th day. So I knew that if I could make it past that, I was okay. And unfortunately, what happens with COVID is you have a bad episode and then you feel better. And then you have another bad episode. So that's what happened to me. I had a second episode where I developed a fever where I had never had a fever. And I got another episode of the shortness of breath, which lasted for another day and a half, where you're hooked up to your O2 meter and you're like looking at it the whole time to make sure you're okay. And then after that episode, then I just progressively got better.
So far, it's really unclear whether people who've had coronavirus can get it again. Do you worry about that since you work in healthcare?
Yeah, I'm hoping that I will have the immunity. And the problem with that is we won't know for long periods of time. And even with people who get the flu, some people will develop an immunity and some people don't. And they go, well, why did I get this again? And so we don't know where we'll be. So it is. It's a little nerve-wracking, particularly since I had the episodes with the shortness of breath.
Did having the virus give you any insight on how this could be going better when it comes to treatment, testing, contract tracing?
Now I test anybody who thinks they might have it, might have been exposed to it, have any type of symptoms, I'm testing. Because, you know, the variety of symptoms that we had within our own group, one lady just had a loss of smell and a slight cough. one lady just had body aches and was tired, never had any cough, never had any loss of smell, didn't really run any temperatures. She was just tired and had body aches and a little bit of chills. We had very few symptoms. My daughter had a sore throat and minimal cough. So, I mean, it was just very different from person to person.
So you recommend anybody who doesn't feel well at all, go get tested.
If you have anything that might come close to a symptom, yeah, I do.
And that was Catherine Delaney, a physician's assistant and recovered COVID patient, talking with KUNM's Kylie Ekulona.